on.
This is a wage road hearing for Raymond A. Sutter, dear ADC, number is 101802. This is a parole hearing for absolute discharge or parole to the next consecutive sentence. Mr. Sutter is currently serving a flat 10-year sentence for sexual abuse, a dangerous crime against children. He is coming off a previous 17-year flat sentence for molestation of a child. If he is paroled to his next consecutive sentence, he then goes to another 17-year flat sentence for molestation of a child. After that sentence, he has another consecutive flat sentence for 17 years for molestation of a child. Then he goes to a 10-year sentence, flat sentence for sexual abuse, dangerous crime against children. Then after that one, he has another 17-year flat sentence for molestation of a child, a dangerous crime against children. And then his final sentence would be another consecutive sentence for a flat 10 years for sexual abuse and dangerous crime against children. Mr. Sutherland has had very little programming since he's actually been incarcerated. According to his institutional progress report, he says that as needed, he would work for necessity for self and family if he was actually released. He has had no tickets in the last 5 years. His last ticket was in 2005, and that was for fighting. He has, since the time he's been in, he has had a minimal amount of violations since he has been in. And as I said, his last ticket that he received was in 2005, and prior to that, it was 2001. Mr. Sutherland has had several parole hearings. In July of 1995, he had a special hearing that was not recommended to the governor. Then November of 2014, August of 2015, March of 2016, and March of 2017, he had hearings for parole, absolute discharge, in which all of those hearings were denied. This is an offense that resulted in a jury trial and conviction. It basically states in summary, between January 4th, 1986 and January 4th, 1987, the defendant knowingly molested the victim, who was 9 years old. Also states that as a result of a jury trial, that between July 1998 and July 3rd of 1998, the defendant sexually abused a 11-year-old child. And additionally, on October 5th, 1988, he assaulted a minor child, and on October 14, 1993, he was found guilty of committing counts 1, 4, 6 of sexual abuse, all class 3 felonies, dangerous crimes against children, and counts 2, 3, and 5, molestation of a child, class 2 felony, and dangerous. According to the court documents that we have, Mr. Sutter has adamantly denied guilt and stated he does not know how the jury found him guilty of these charges. The Maricopa County Attorney's Office also has a letter attached objecting to the parole hearing or paroling him to his next consecutive sentence, basically stating that Mr. Sutherland is a child molester. The victim under 14 years of age disclosed that she found Mrs. Sutherland on top of her, fondling her breast in her genitals on October 5th. Two victims, both under 14 years of age, disclosed that while sitting on the sofa, Mr. Sutherland at the apartment touched the girl's vaginals through their clothing. They had also stated that a short time later he reached under and touched her. According to the county attorney's office, it says his research has convinced some of the child molesters to be high-risk offenders to recidivate. Mr. Sutherland represents an extreme danger to the community and children, and poses as a significant risk to reoffend and should not be considered a candidate for early release. That is the information I have, based on the information contained in the work that we actually have here, this pre-sentence report, as well as information we have. At this point in time, I do not feel that Mr. Sutherland should be paroled to his next consecutive sentence or paroled to an absolute discharge. My motion is going to be to deny Mr. Sutherland parole to his next consecutive sentence or an absolute discharge.
I'll second.
Agree.